Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Audio Mo Day 14. In case you wondered where 13 went in my Audio Mo collection, well, I didn't record one. Not because I feel superstitious about the number 13, because I don't. Purely because I was completely uninspired. Felt not very well yesterday and a bit down, if I'm honest. Not good. Headache and all sorts. Just really didn't know what to say. Had nothing to talk about. But it's quite difficult, isn't it? I've had a couple of people feedback and say some things that they've liked about what I've posted, but it's quite hard, isn't it? Because you don't know whether people are interested or not. So I'm not going to throw all my toys out the pram and say people should be listening, because no, it's personal choice, but it's quite hard when you don't know, isn't it? Anyway, that's I don't know if anybody else finds that, but sometimes you feel like you're talking into thin air, and is it a load of rubbish what you're saying? But anyway, today I just wanted to say a little thing about. I've just been listening on the radio about how we all use our phones far too much. They've talked about this for ages and ages, but they've come up with this new word called fubbing, which apparently is snubbing other people when you're on your phone. So, like, being with a group of friends and texting, so you're ignoring them, or being on the phone when you're trying to buy things in a shop and chatting to your friend on the phone, and all kind of things like that. And I have to say that sometimes I have been known to do that kind of thing, perhaps looking at my phone when I'm with a group of friends or something. I think we all do. I try not to do it, but I think we're all quite addicted to our phones now, aren't we? But saying that, I do so much on my phone, so many useful things on my phone. It's kind of become a necessity. That was the word I was looking for. It's become a necessity. Excuse me, I can't even speak today. We have this kind of love-hate relationship with our phones. Well, I do particularly. It's like, I love it for, I do my online shopping on my phone. I use it to find out where I am when I'm out and about, if I'm a bit lost. I use it to tell me where to get off on the bus. I use it to find all my train times. I use it to talk to my partner who lives long distance. And so it's always with me. And I always feel like I have to check it. I don't know if that's a good thing, but it's going to be always with me because I'm always doing things on it that I need to do. So it's really hard. And so it's going to be hard to always have a thing with you that you need to have with you, but not look at it. I think I might try, though. I might try to use it less. But what made me think today was that I'm actually, I've started to follow a knitting pattern. If anybody listened the other day, I was talking about the items that I knit for premature babies, or knit and crochet. And I only make blankets because I'm not very good at following a pattern. And I've never really found any sort of accessible patterns. You can get braille patterns, but obviously you've got to like order them and then buy them. But I found some free patterns on the internet, and I was wondering how I was going to actually read them and keep my place. Well, there's a wonderful app in my phone called Voice Dream Reader that does just that. I can read the pattern and it stays where I left it before. So although I find that I still have to remember where I'm up to or use a row counter or something. I can go back to where I was and carry on with that pattern. So I've started doing that. And it just made me realise that even my knitting patterns are on my phone. So even when I sit down and relax, I'm using my phone, not for texting people, although I am using it for texting people and browsing social media and contacting my partner. I'm also using it just to do to do knitting patterns. And I suppose that's the same with people that use it for reading, books. I do that as well. So no wonder we're addicted to our phones, because they're so useful to us now. Anyway, that's all really I had to say. I don't know if anybody else agrees with me, but yeah. So I have this love-hate relationship with my phone. I love it very, very much, but I hate it just a little bit, because I wish I wasn't addicted to it quite so much. Bye-bye, and enjoy Audio Mo Day 14. And if I get inspired later, I might go back and do 13. We'll see. Bye-bye.